walk into Kaneda Ballard's sixth grade language arts class during reading time, and her students are sprawled around the room, their noses in graphic novels, while she picks up the phone.
Hi, sir. This is Miss Ballard. I am Wayne's language arts teacher, and I just wanted to say that I know that reading and writing has been challenging for Wayne, but he's been working so hard.
As Ballard hands him the phone to talk to his dad, Wayne holds back a shy smile. The phone call is a treat, but it's not a special occasion. Ballard makes time every Friday to call her students' families with a positive message. She says it's a policy at Jefferson County Public Schools to call home when a student comes close to failing a class. But when Ballard realized she was telling parents more about their kids' problems than their successes, she decided to change things up.
As soon as I see some type of growth, some type of glimmer, some type of anything positive, I'm going to take that chance to celebrate it.
Ballard teaches language arts at Olmsted Academy North, an all-boys middle school on the south side of Louisville. The school serves a high-needs population. More than two-thirds of the students are economically disadvantaged. Most are Black or Brown, and many have learning disabilities. Ballard says that just means her students need more support.
And it's about seeing all of those good things that the child does and setting them up for success.
Terry Scott is a professor at University of Louisville's College of Education and Human Development. He studies classroom management and positive reinforcement.
Every single time a kid is successful with anything they do in school and is told about it, statistically increases the probability of another success. So, if you really want more successes, you have to build successes.
Scott and his team of researchers study teacher-student interactions at JCPS and around the world, looking for positive and negative feedback.
The evidence for positive feedback is overwhelming.
They found elementary school students hear positive feedback about once every 7.5 minutes.
But it goes down, way down, by middle, and at high school, it's incredibly low. Our research shows that the average kid in a high school classroom hears more negative than positive from a teacher.
That's the average kid. Scott says negative feedback is higher for Black boys, for students with learning disabilities or behavioral disorders, for students like Ms. Ballard's.
What you're describing is somebody doing this systematically, that I'm going to look for these kids doing it right, and I'm going to call their parents on a regular basis and let them know. And I think that's very different and distinct, and I think that's what makes this really important.
Ballard especially tries to encourage her students after they've struggled.
If I had to make a negative phone call, I'm going to find the first thing that I can do to celebrate, because that lets the child again know, hey, I'm watching you, I got your back, I see all of you.
So when her student Kamari was suspended for bad behavior in another class, the first day he came back, she picked up her phone.
Hi, ma'am. This is Miss Ballard. I know Kamari just came off of a little issue.
Ballard holds Kamari's hand while she talks to his mom.
Kamari sometimes makes bad choices, but overall, he makes really good choices. I want to celebrate that and highlight that. He came in today, got straight to work, didn't let anything hold him back.
Why do you think Ms. Ballard does this?
Because she loves us and she wants us to, like, be good and stay good and have an education so we can move on to the seventh grade.
Ballard says no one taught her to do this, but as a language arts teacher, using words to lift up students just made sense.
It's not about just a piece of candy. It's not about getting some type of star. It's about, we are recognizing with our words what you're able to do.
And U of L professor Terry Scott says he hopes more teachers learn her ways, because research shows positivity works. I'm Liz Schlemmer in Louisville.